When you did your laundry up there, you said you had a washing machine. Did you pump? Did you have a pump too to pump the water out of the river?
No, we we just dipped it out with a bucket, and that's the way we hauled it. And then in the winter time, we chopped ice, and we had a big 55-gallon drum, and we of course kept that sitting by the barrel stove, and then we'd put the big chunks of ice in that, and that was the way we melted the water. I melted the ice in the wintertime. We chopped chunks of ice. And then, of course, the dogs pulled that on the sled. And in the summertime, we just dipped. We had a creek that ran behind the cabin, and then when that went dry, we just used river water. And we just bring it up and by the buckets full and let it set and settle. And that was what we used for water in the summertime.
You'd have to let the dirt settle out.
Yeah, right? The silt would settle to the bottom, and then every so often we'd have to dump the barrel and, you know, clean all the silt and everything out of it. But it was a really nice little creek that ran behind the cabin there, but it didn't stay water in it. It went underground, kind of, by the middle of the summer. It would go dry. It kind of went underground. There was a really fine gravel in there, and Gordon said it went down under the gravel and underground someplace. It just didn't come out in the mouth of the creek where it had before. So then we would have to use the river water, but that was good water.